From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The African Union Force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An Africa Union spokesman says Ethiopian and Somali government troops drove back the assault. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. It also has frozen work permits for more than 200 relatives of the two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv Wednesday. Surveillance video shows the gunmen were disguised as businessmen wearing coats and ties. Eyewitnesses say they were sitting at a restaurant when they pulled guns out of their bags and started shooting. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday have left at least 22 people dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's largest military bases. No claim for the attacks has yet been verified. French officials say France's special forces in northern Syria are assisting Kurdish-led militias in a drive to retake a region west of the Euphrates River currently held by the Islamic State group. The French news agency reports the commandos are not participating in combat in the so-called Manbij pocket. It says they are restricted to advisory and training roles. France's defense minister, speaking on a broadcast, says his government is supplying arms and providing aerial support, as well as offering tactical advice. This is VOA News.